Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom, Israelite. Grace
shalom.
And peace.
Shalom, Sister Ria.
Hello, Sister Mary. I'm
going to. And I don't know who else on the line, but shalom to you as well.
Everyone, shalom, shalom, grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. That's so much better. Well, we want to say grace and peace. Good morning. Welcome again to the Sounds of Living Waters Breakfast Brunch. And today we're going to be dealing with the gods of this world. Brother Nakomi had, we need just pray for him right now. He said, you know, he's going through a little something, so just send up a prayer for your brother that they recover swiftly. And, you know, in the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, we ask those good things to him, pertaining to him, and these things. So, with that being said, we're going to get into this lesson. It's a change of the title, Gods of This World. Gods of this world. What do you mean the gods of this world? Well, you definitely have them. They're everywhere, and they're begging you to turn to them. You know, you go to the local grocery stores, and you see them all on the magazines and different variations of their deity and so forth, you know, where they're desiring to be called from. But they in the face of man now, you know, they're using men to display their images, you know, but now we call it just that, you know, the American idol is man, you know. So we tend to get caught up in what's going on with this man versus what's going on with God. And then that's when you turn on the idols. And we gotta be careful with that because idolatry is the lust of the flesh. That's the biblical definition of idolatry, is lust. So we have to be careful of that. We got to be, because that's exactly what this world advertised and sold to us. It's nothing but lust. So, with that being said, we're going to open up with a scripture and we're going to say good afternoon. Morning. Good morning, Sister Ray, Queen.
Shalom, King, Priest, and Family. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.
So we're going to ask everyone to stand face to Jerusalem and we're close to Father. Sisters, cover your head and brothers, uncover.
Amen. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with the glory and thy majesty. In thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, Psalm 45, verses 1 through 4. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debts. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon them. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us the mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, give those that hear us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray. For your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to say good morning again. Welcome once again to the Sound of Living Waters Breakfast Brunch. I just want to hear that ring. I got to hear it. It's just I can't be in it, so I got to hear it. Yeah, I know. I had an ice-cold cup of water. Well, I get it myself.
Would you like some water?
Sure. Thank you, sweet. Well, let's get started. Title of this here lesson is Gods of This World. Gods of This World. What are the gods of this world? 21st century, that's the question. They're not representing themselves like they did back in the days of Egypt or Babylon. You know, they're more undercover. But the deities are still focused. They're still around. You know, you still see the lion with the wings on it. You still see a dragon that's breathing fire. You still see the phoenix. You see a fallen bird of on fire. So to say, which is the phoenix, you still see these things. These things are still in the world, and they're actually being brought to life through cinema. You know, through cinema. We got to be careful with that. If you don't know what you're looking at, then you may be taken by it, and then it becomes a myth to you. You know, like these things really exist that people put in cinema. You know, like Wolfmans and all that other type of nonsense. Those things don't exist. They wasn't written into this creation. But what do exist is spirits, devils. Those things exist. Those things are written into the creation. Wolfmans and vampires are not written into the laws of God. So they don't exist. This is that thing. So let's pick this up in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. Matthew 24 and 3.
Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 24 and verse 3 reads, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world.
See, now mind you, Israel is out there, you know, waiting on a message from the God of Israel, which is Jesus Christ. And he's talking to the disciples alone. So this is what the Lord do. He don't talk to everyone. He got messengers.
Amen.
So he got messengers, and they bring forth his message to those that's waiting to hear. That will be the multitude. Now he's talking it up privately. What he's saying in the dark, speak ye openly. This is what he's saying. This is that thing. He said, what shall be the end of the world? Tell us, what shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So at the end of the world, we're going to be seeing people worshiping devils.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. Continue.
Amen. Matthew 24:4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
See, now you got a lot of institutions coming in the name of Jesus Christ. But Jesus tell you he's the Lord of the Sabbath. So who is this other Jesus that's telling you you got to be to church on Sunday? That's the question, because he can't be both. Either he's the Lord of the Sabbath or he's the God of Sunday. So what did he profess out of his mouth? He said he was the Lord of the Sabbath. That's all to it. As his custom was, he went into the synagogues on the Sabbath day, not the first day of the week, which is Sunday. So there's another Jesus out here that he just testified of, that in the end of the world, it's going to be another Jesus being preached, another one. That's the one we got to be careful about, because he the one that says, you ain't got to do nothing. I'm going to save you.
Right.
He the one that says, you don't have to watch your diet. He the one that said, just go and do whatever you do. Just pray to me and I forgive you of everything that you do. He the one that says, I don't matter what day you worship, just worship me. The Christ of the Bible is specific. He said, I want you to have a holy convocation on the Sabbath day. And if you don't, then I'm going to have to put you in the same box that I put those in the wilderness that have forgotten about me, and now they won't enter into my Sabbath. That's those things. This is the end of the world. People don't believe what day the Sabbath is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he said you got to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Because man has forgotten it. After gods, following the gods of these worlds. What do you mean? Look at the very day that everybody go to church on, which is what? Today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And today is called what?
Sunday.
Day of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
S-U-N. Day of the sun. That's Dixolis. That's what it is in Latin, Dixolis, day of the sun. Skip down to verse 11 and continue.
Matthew 24:11 reads, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
See, this is the thing. See, you're a walking prophetic entity. Long as you're walking and keeping the word of God, the gospel is going to be preached unto the end, because you are a walking testimony of it.
Amen.
This is that thing. So this is what he's telling his disciples to do. Keep the gospel on to the end. Be a living testimony. Be a written epistle. Be that. Walk before the Lord like he did. Walk before this world like this. That it will be a witness that you can do. That you can do it. That you can keep yourself out of sin. Then the world won't have no testimony saying, oh, Lord, it was too hard. No, he did it. She did it. They'll witness unto themselves. So won't be no excuses. He said, for For then all the world said, for the gospel shall be preached in all the world. Why? Because all of Israel is everywhere except in their own kingdom, in their own land. So right now, where the gospel is being preached? All the world, because that's where we at. We scattered into all the world.
Amen.
And so among ourselves, we are teaching the gospel, and guess what? The world is tapping into it. So the end is being preached. Let's go into 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And something else he said, there are going to be many false prophets. So how many preachers today open up the door saying today is service, and then is going to turn around and tell you that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath? How many preachers are going to do that today? Exactly. Second Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
2 Corinthians 11 and 1 reads, would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may be present, that I may present you, forgive me,
mm-hmm.
that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But I fear, lest by any means, serpents beguile Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
See, he said another Jesus. That's today. That's this Jesus. That's this one that he's testifying of. If one come preaching another Jesus, you may follow it. You better be careful. Because this another Jesus being out here. Why? Because Christ said it himself. Many don't come in my name and say, I am Christ. This is that thing. Skip down to verse 13 and continue.
2 Corinthians 11 and 13 reads, for as much are false apostles, deceitful workers, transformed.
21st century. See, these are the 21st century preachers. Apostles, right? Before, they were prophets. Now, afterwards, they are apostles, right? Continue.
2 Corinthians 11 and 13, for such as are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Wait a minute. So you can see that both of them is doing the same thing. He said well, they're transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and Satan is transforming himself into an angel of light or God. That's what he said, because Paul said at the top, he said, that your mind don't be deceived from the simplicity of Christ. By who? Satan. That's covering himself in light, which is what? Jesus Christ. He's covering himself in that name, which is light. Read on.
Therefore, verse 15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who then shall be according to their work.
So now we see here, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transferred as, so Satan got ministers.
Amen.
So this is how you get the God of this world worship, by his ministers. His ministers are not going to teach you to serve the God of Israel. They're going to teach you to serve the God of Baal, the God of Baal, Satan, that old dragon, and his minion. You know, we always, like, whenever you see an idol, you just want to attach Satan to it. No, he got the brethren want to be worshipped too. This is why you got various all kind of gods, all kind of gods running through this earth. All over the world. Satan can't be the God all over the world. He's just the head of them. Small g. He's the head of all the devils, or people call them demons, which is no such thing. But devils, The Bible call them devils. So he's the head of all the devils. And all of them want to be worshipped too. That's why they fell into sin. Desire, lust, idolatry, right then and there. They all lusted to want to see the end of the world. And when they did that, it became idolatry and they fell into sin along with the devil. Now, their sin is idolatry. They've been judged. Watch this. Let's go into 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. 1 Timothy 4 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 reads, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils."
Where are you going to get doctrines of devils from unless you have ministers?
Amen.
There they are. You see that? In the latter times, you see that? The latter times, which is now, which is the end of the sixth day, those are the latter times that he's speaking of. That's what Christ said. Many shall come in my name doing what? Speaking doctrines of devils, the gods of this world. That's why you got Hebrews that, man, all that name of Jesus, man, is fake, Jack. Oh, that ain't nothing but idolatry, and I feel them. But they don't understand that's the other Jesus. I get it. But they don't understand that's the other Jesus that's being preached in the world, and he testified against it himself in the spirit.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 14. 1 Corinthians 10 and 14. Will you receive your reading?
1 Corinthians 10 and 14 reads, "Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry."
There it is. See that? There it is. See that one of the things said, "Therefore, beloved, do what? Flee from what?
Idolatry.
That's what it is. So we're still able to do it, aren't we?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing new under the sun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how in the hell are you going to sit up and say the law is no more when the law is saying flee from idolatry? You're not reading your book. If you could sit up here and say you're a New Testament Christian and then turn around in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 14 and it's saying flee from idolatry. Thou shalt have no other God. What is the idolatry? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's idolatry, which are devils, which is the worship of devils. Idolatry is the worship of devils. End of it. Ain't nothing else to it. Wow.
We were at 14, 1 Corinthians 10, 14.
Continue.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians 10 and 15 reads, "I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, it is not the communion of the blood of Christ." Oh, it's asking a question. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?
Please, read that all over again. How about starting at 14? Start over and just go on in there. Flow,
okay, so
flow.
1 Corinthians 10 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Reads, "Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything."
See, a devil is nothing.
Amen.
Because he gave you dominion over it in the beginning. He said, "I give you dominion over every living thing that move upon the earth, which is devil, and the beasts of the field, and so forth." With that being said, what is an idol? It's nothing. You see that? But some of us think that it is. We think that an idol is anything, or we think that, you know, we think that idolatry is something. You know, well, I freely will follow the devil and think that it's some kind of reward out of it, which it is, 21st century here and now. But there's also a reward in a forever after. You see, it's all the same. Nothing new under the sun. It's just that we're hiding it under the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Back in the days, Jezebel was the high priest of Baal. That's her name, high priestess of Baal, Jezebel. Jezebel, her father was Ithabal. He was the high priest of the devil, which was Phoenician. She's a Phoenician, which is where you get the word phonics from, is the word we're speaking right now, the alphabet, which is ancient Phoenician. This is Jezebel people. Alphabet that we're using, that we're claiming this ancient Hebrew. Mm-hmm. History will tell you in a minute that AB is ancient Phoenician all day. Wow. So even the words that we use is satanic. The idolatry that our forefathers cast us in is beyond our imagination. The darkness is phenomenal. This is that thing. Continue. Continue. You're at 19. Go to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. Exodus 20 and 1. Because he's going to tell you that the idols is nothing, right? So Exodus 20 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 reads, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me."
Stop. There it is. Idolatry. That's the first thing on his to-do list. No idolatry. None of that. That's the first thing he said. I brought you out of the house of bondage. Right? So I'm bringing you out of house of bondage, bringing you to the bondage of the law. Are you kidding me? Now, the law is delivery. The law is a liberator. Once you find out what sin is, through the law, you can find yourself obedient to the law and separated from sin. Therefore, you delivered yourself. But if you don't know what the law is, or if you don't know what sin is, you're trapped in sin because you're in your darkness. You got to look at the law. The law is light. Mm-hmm. It's light on what? Sin. So you know what idolatry is. You know what the worship of devils is. You can't hide sin. You can't say, I didn't know. You see the devils. Everything slows down for you. It slows down. You're not that same person you was before you came into the word as a Hebrew Israelite. Everything slowed down. You can see it. You can see the matrix. You can see sin coming at you. That's how slow time is moving in you now. So you have time to make decisions on whether or not to sin against God. Whereas when you was in the word, you just moved. You was trapped in sin. Now we can escape it. Read on.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
So they go Dagon, they go that Virgin Mary, and then they go that image of what they think is Christ. Okay? So that's all of them. Read on.
Fine. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
Man, if you could mess around with these other deities, you're going to find yourself in a heap of trouble. And then he told us, that's hatred. To worship another deity or another god is hatred. Hatred. Verse 6.
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
There it is. He said thousands. Now he's showing you right here, it's not gonna be many. Thousands. Right? But then in verse 5 he said, and visiting the iniquities upon the fathers of the children onto the third and fourth generation. That ain't no number. That's not a number. So he's letting you know that many are called, few are chosen. Right there. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 19. 1 Corinthians 10 and 19.
1 Corinthians 10 and 19 reads, "What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God."
See, that's the true thing to that. The Gentiles don't even know it. They think they're doing homage on a God, for real. Like Nakomi make this joke about one of his teachers that they used to have these pictures of this so-called white Jesus, right? And so what they would do is put it on a pole or something and whip it and beat it, and people would actually go through emotional fits when they was beating a paper, piece of paper with this picture of this so-called Christ that's been implanted in their mind. So in their mind, they was beating God. You understand? That's idolatry. That's idolatry. That's like when Geno Jennings busted up that Virgin Mary statue, and everybody was going, "Ooh, oh, ooh, oh my goodness!" No, that was idolatry. He was just showing you. That's what it looked like. Yes. We are not paying attention to it. It's very present. It's very near. And we get drawn into it very easily. Remember now, we're talking about devils. We're not talking about a physical something you see. It's spirit. So if you're not conscious of the spirit, then you are drawn to worship devils. That's why it's imperative that we know what sin is. That way we know we're not being followed or not following after devils. If we understand what sin is, we know we're not following after devils. Read on. I think you left off at 20.
1 Corinthians 10 and verse 20 reads, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not say that ye should have fellowship with devils."
Wait a minute. How you have fellowship with devils? What's the definition of fellowship? That's a good question, isn't it? Hey, how about that? Let's look that word up. What?
Oh, you're going to look it up on that?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, fellowship. Because he said, "I would not that you would have fellowship with devils." What do that say? Yeah, read.
You think I can read that?
I know you can.
Okay, so it says, "The companionship of individuals in a congenial atmosphere," is that congenial?
Congenial,
thank you, atmosphere, "and on an equal term."
Ooh, so you got to be in a spirit.
Mm-hmm, atmosphere.
Why? That's why you don't be at Christmas party or Halloween party. That's the atmosphere, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, atmosphere, isn't it? New Year's, atmosphere, isn't it?
Sharing, equal sharing, similar interests.
See, you agree with it. You agree with it. Read on.
"The state of sharing, mutual interests, experiences, activities, a society of people sharing mutual interests, experience, activities."
You're going along with the world.
"Companionship, friendship, the state of a relationship or being."
With devils. The state of a relationship with devils.
"And being a fellow."
With devils. Being a fellow with devils. Or, you know what fellow means?
Yeah. And I would not that you should have fellowship with him.
How about fellow? Let's see about that. What that say?
So, fellow, a man or boy, informal, a boy, a comrade or associate, a person of equal rank, position, or background, or peer.
I wouldn't want you to be associated with devil.
A person of equal rank, position, or background. One of a pair, a mate, a member of a learned society or professional organization.
All good.
Mm-hmm. And then the adjective for that is being of the same kind, group, occupation.
So you could be of the same spirit as devil.
Having in common.
That's idolatry.
Having in common certain characteristics or interests.
See that? That idolatry is a serious beast.
Mm-hmm.
That could fall on you at any time.
Amen.
But if we don't know that, you know how many people just walk around just welling in it? Let's look just a little further. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 15. Deuteronomy
32 and 15. 32 and 15. Yeah, 32 and 15. Deuteronomy 2 in verse 15 reads, but Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God.
See that? That's what idolatry is. It's a sacrifice to what? Devil.
Yeah.
All it is. And he's saying, I will not have you to be having fellowship with devils. Be of like mind with devils.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you thinking like devils. See that? But he said, but no, what did we do? We forsook the way to fellowship with devils. And then we want to blame the white man for our action again. We the one that forsook the way.
Mm-hmm.
We start fellowshipping in their devils because their devils brought their devils. Their devils brought forth rewards in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
like orgies and stuff like that.
Right.
Israel ran into that stuff. That's what Easter is about, goddess of fertility. Orgies. But they used to, they used to hire a bunch of prostitutes coming to the temple. Harlots. Harlots,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can say harlot, can I?
Mm-hmm.
What was that lady name in Jericho? What was her name? The harlot?
Right.
Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was a harlot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you got this right here. So he's telling us that this is that spirit, right?
Okay.
So we got to be careful with idolatry.
All right.
Because it'll lead us off. Watch this. Read on.
Okay, so 17.
Yeah.
They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not.
Because it's up under the name of Jesus. They don't know. It's Baal. They don't know it's Dasolus.
Amen.
They don't know it's the moon god.
Mm.
New gods newly up. In the latter days, many shall come in my name and shall receive many. That's the newly.
Mm.
But they're still practicing the same thing, the idolatry. Continue.
Amen. Verse 18. Of the rock they begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee.
So Jesus is our rock.
Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful.
Don't even know about him. You don't know that he's the God of the Sabbath.
And hast forgotten God that formed thee.
The one that made you a kingdom.
Hmm.
You don't even know your name. Didn't even know that you of a kingdom called Israel. That's how much we've forgotten him. Read on.
Verse 19, and when the Lord saw it, it abhorred him.
So he hates ignorance.
He abhors them.
He hates ignorance. Because he didn't teach us, he didn't bring us to the wilderness to be ignorant.
Amen.
He hates ignorance.
Amen.
That's, you know, when sometimes you hear his speech when he's with the disciples. How long must I suffer with you? They asking him the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance is not an excuse to him when he told us that. He's patient enough to understand that one day we'll get it. But ignorance is, he don't have patience for that. Continue.
19. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them.
See, those things we once winked at. He said he used to wink at those things, but we know better. Read on.
Because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanity. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 13. Revelation 13 and verse 1.
Revelation 13 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation chapter 13 and verse 1 reads, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. And upon his head, upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy.
See, this is our generation, whether we live to see it or not, it's already here and now. It's the very present. This thing is now, okay? So this is our generation. Our children is going to see the end of this.
Amen.
We're young enough to see the end of this. God willing, we live. This is our generation. Look at it. Continue.
Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Stop. So the beast was like a leopard,
mm-hmm.
feet as a bear, mm-hmm. mouth as a lion, and dragon. Wait a minute. That's the four beasts in Daniel, right? The lion being Babylon,
mm-hmm.
okay? The bear being the Medo-Persian Empire, right? The Persians being Russia, the Medes being Iran. People don't understand. Iran is the Medes. People think Iran is Ishmael. They're not. They're not. They out of Japheth.
Mm.
That's why they got nukes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not wild.
Mm-hmm.
You think they are, but they're not. That's an old people. Persia, Russia. Look at those old, you know, you look at the movies and stuff like that, or you look at the Alibaba and all that type of stuff. You look at the old
artifacts of Persia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at Russia, and that's exactly what it is. They still have the same buildings.
Mm-hmm.
The same buildings are there of ancient Persia. So to me, to the Persians are Russia. Then you got the leopard, which would represent the Greek Empire or the Latin Empire. Okay, you got Eastern Europe. Now Western Europe is taking over, which is your Latin,
mm-hmm.
all right, which would be your Romans, your Greeks, the Athenians, and people like that. That's your Western Empire, which is Gentile,
mm-hmm.
all right? Now this last one is the excellency of the Chaldeans, Babylon the Great, the United Nations. The excellency of the Chaldeans is education, government, and religion. They all agree. They all agree. Everybody going to get the same days off. Everybody going to celebrate the same holidays. And everybody's going to follow the same principles, and everybody going to work the same hours. And they all agree. Education, government, and religion. That's the excellency of the Chaldeans. That's the last beast. That's what he said. It's mixed with iron and clay and stuff like that. It's a mingled people. Read on. And the dragon gave him his seat, the devil. So people is worshiping the devil now. They don't even know it. Because he said, your father shall not know. So people is worshiping the devil now, right now, this minute. Read on.
Revelation 13 and 4, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?
Look at what people are saying to the United States. Look at all the weapons we got and all of that. But they found out that warfare is a whole different thing when it comes to your front door. You got somebody out here driving a truck down the middle of the street or just decide to blow their stuff up. That's a different conversation. Instead of on a battlefield. Read on.
Verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
3.5 years.
And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to become them, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
See, as long as the saints is on the earth, they're going to declare that he's not God.
Right.
And they're going to teach the people against idolatry. He wants to be worshipped as God. That's why that's the thing. That's the time of what the Lord called our temptation. Are you going to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar idol? Remember now, in Babylon, it was only Daniel, Hadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that was thrown in the fire. What about all the rest of all the tribe of Judah that was there that was in Babylon? They the only three that got thrown in that fire. Just them? So that meant that the rest of the Israelites hit the ground. And they worshiped that old idol. They worshiped them idols in Babylon, ancient Babylon. So we got to be careful because those things are now. And you got a lot of Israelites, same as you did back then, that fell down and worshiped those idols. They're doing it today. And they high-five you on the Sabbath, but they are.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 12 and 7. Revelation 12 and 7.
Amen. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7 reads, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
Which do what?
Deceiveth the whole world.
So now we see that now you got the image of the what? The dragon. Mm-hmm. All right? That's heavy among Asiatic people, this image of a dragon, right? Okay. But then part of the Babylonian or European image is a lion with eagle's wings on the back of it, with a dragon tail. They telling you right then and there, through the symbol, which is on a bank. That symbol on the bank telling you this is ancient Babylon. It's one of the biggest banks on the planet. Let's look at this a little further. So you see here, he said, the devil which deceived the whole world. Wait a minute. The whole world? How absolute is that? Right?
Whole means complete.
So wait a minute. Are we in the world?
Now we are.
Aren't we in the world?
Yes.
So therefore, you're under a certain level of deception yourself.
Yes.
You're under a lot of deception.
Yes.
You're under tons of deception.
Yes.
You know why?
Yes.
Because you can't tell me what tribe you're out of.
Amen.
Go to Job chapter 12 and 16. Job 12 and 16. We receive it. Read.
Job 12 and 16.
Man.
Job chapter 12 and verse 16 reads, with him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are here.
What?
With him is strength and wisdom.
With the God of Israel, that's why he said he hate ignorance, right? Read on.
But the deceived and the deceiver are his.
But also, guess what? Those that hate God belong to him too. Even the devils, they belong to him. See that? Then he says Satan was cast into the world who deceived the whole world. And he said the deceived and the deceiver are his. He's telling you the whole world is mine too. I could call whoever I want out of it. If the deceived wasn't his, then they would never be undeceived. Because he would have no power over that. But yes, they belong to him too.
Amen.
So the deceived and the deceiver are his. Now go back to Deuteronomy chapter 32. And let's pick it up at verse 24 and continue.
Deuteronomy 32 and 24?
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 24 reads, they shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat, and the bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of the beast upon them.
Stop. Revelation 13, mm-hmm. Leopard, bear, mm-hmm. Lion. And the last one is the dragon, right?
And I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents.
They're
going to
devil. See that? Mm-hmm. With the doctrines of devils, with the poisons of serpents of the devil. Mm-hmm. See that? That's why he told you will be able to drink any poison. And it won't harm you because you'll know who God is. You'll just be a witness that this is a falsehood. The poison is the doctrine. That's why he said it's a golden cup in our hand.
Amen.
The doctrine, the golden cup full of abominations is poison. That's how she's killing the people, with doctrine. But the Lord called it poison. It's destroying the people. And it's called idolatry. The worship of what? Devils. Mm-hmm. Continue.
25. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin. the suckling also with the man of gray hair.
See, the sword without is your military and your police department. That's why, you know, black people is in fear of lights in the back of their vehicle. Because that's the sword without. The terror within is black on black crime. But the sword without, if that's them that, you know, you don't know how it's going to turn out. That's that thing. He said, the terror within shall destroy both the young man, right? Because that's what they're doing, killing the young men and women, right? And the man of gray hair nowadays. See that? He said, but these things will be in the end. What else? 32, verse 26 and continue.
Deuteronomy 32 and go down. You said 22? 32 and 26. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
So now you don't know who you are. Now you don't know who you are. Now you can't tell somebody you are the children of Israel because you don't even know you're Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much you've been deceived. That's how much deception you're up under. That you can't even tell me what people you are on the planet. You don't even have any records. You whatever I tell you. Continue.
Verse 27. Were it not that I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord have not done all this.
That's what we constantly do. We keep giving the glory onto the enemy, saying, man, the white man is, and the Indian man, and the Asian, and the Arabian. No. He's saying, look, why you keep doing that? I'm the one that's doing it. It's mine. Read on.
28, for they are a nation void of counsel.
What?
For they are a nation void of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them.
29.
Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end.
Wait a minute. What is that at the end of that?
They would consider their latter end?
What's at the end of that sentence?
End.
What is at the end of end?
Exclamation mark.
An exclamation point. You know what he means? That's why I said the Lord, the God of Israel, hate ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Oh, that they would consider their latter end. He said that they understood this. There's no understanding in them. They bought account. You see how he hate ignorance? He got a serious problem with that. He got a serious problem with you don't know what the hell you're talking about. He got a serious problem with you don't know what you're doing. He got a serious problem with you don't even you don't even know what's at your bread is but.
Amen.
He got a problem with it. You gotta be void of understanding to worship another God. Knowing the God of Israel, you gotta be in. You gotta be in madness. You got to be. That's why he was able to lift up his hand against our forefathers, man. Where are we?
Amen. That was verse 29.
Okay, let's go into Job. No, I don't want that. Let's go into Psalm 17 and 13. Psalm 17 and 13. We receive it, read.
Psalm 17 and verse
13. Yes, ma'am.
Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword.
What? The wicked is what?
Thy sword.
So he allowed a wicked to rough you up to see if you're worthy, or see if you're faint, see if you're falling into sin. That's what he let the wicked do. He said he's his what? Sword. See if you're faint and say, oh, there's no God. If God would help me. See if you say something stupid like that. Read on.
14. For men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. For as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
Okay, see, that's the whole thing, man, that we wake up and we have a body of Christ. See that? But then he said he separated the righteous from the wicked. He said, didn't he say the deceived and the deceiver are his? Didn't he say that? Did we read that? Okay, there they are right there. He said, which is their sword, which is his sword. That's the deceived, which is the wicked. He said, that's them. They're the ones that put Christ up on the cross, and they're the ones that's going to put you up on it. Or if you're not of that number that's bearing a cross, you very well are of the number that's putting that person up on the cross. And there is no in-between. You're either one or the other. You're either part of the sheep or you're part of the goat. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into read 21. Job chapter 21 and verse 11.
Amen. Job 21 and 11.
Yes, ma'am. Job chapter 21, verse 11.
Job chapter 21, verse 11 reads, they send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the tremble and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ.
Well, we already know what this sounds like. You know, that sounds like one of them juke joints on Sunday morning, afternoon, and evening.
Mm-hmm.
They want to sit up there and talk about bars and clubs, and they got the same juke. And they busting out just as much as sweat. Except for, I don't know. Well, anyway, read on.
They spend their days in wealth and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways, which is the Almighty that we should serve him. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him?
See that? That's what the world says. What I care about God, I got mine. You go worship God. We got food, we got cars, we got this, we got that. You need God, I don't. That's what the world says. My children don't. They set up. As long as I'm alive, they're alive. As long as I have wealth, they have wealth. Like we've seen in that 2012, that dude was trying to get his children on that ark with the rich and the powerful. See that? And let the rest of the planet die. They think it's going to end like that. But let's look at this a little further. Wow.
That was Job 21, and I stopped at
16. Continue.
Yes, 17. Job 21 and 16 reads, lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft cometh their destruction upon them. God distributed sorrows in his anger.
See, that's what we read about them angels. He said he sent a cruel messenger. That's it. Remember we read that, what was that, last night? He said that, at least they die before they time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Root on.
They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carries away.
Yeah.
God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it.
See, look at that 34th generation. You see that? They hate him. You see that? Now he said he laid up his iniquity for his children. Read on.
Verse 20. His eyes shall see his destruction.
Oh my God.
And he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty.
Okay. That's what happens when you pop off against God. Psalms 14 and verse 1. Psalms 14 and 1. Will you receive and read?
Psalms 14.
And verse 1.
Psalms chapter 14 and verse 1 reads, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
What?
They are corrupt. They have done abominable work. There is none that doeth good."
See that? See, a fool look around and say everything is corrupt. A fool think everybody is, you know, don't have, there's no good in the earth. There is no God, because there's nothing that signifies good. Everything is corrupt to a fool. Read on.
Verse 2, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one."
They all became what?
Filthy.
Filthy. Filthy. So now we filthy in what? They all turned aside to what? Idolatry. Lust of the flesh. Read on.
3, "They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge?"
Totally, he got a problem with that. But see, the only way you can be a worker of iniquity is that you have no knowledge. Because you got to be a fool to say that there is a God and still be sinning against him. So you have to have no knowledge to sin against him? I don't want to, you know, but what if you do and you do? Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous."
See, all those that love him and keep his commandments, show him mercy. That's them right there. Okay, verse 5, continue.
They were in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. On that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad.
Now, let's look at this a little further. He said, a fool said there is no God. God said, oh, I'm a surprise you, Jack. I'm coming out of the heavens. Watch this. He said, I'm coming back, and then guess what? My people going to know who they are. I'm going to tell them myself. Psalm 75 and 4. Psalms chapter 75, verse 4, we receive it, read.
Psalms 75 and verse 4 reads, "I said unto the fool, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn."
You know what the horns is? You know what that is?
What is
this?
Oh, when people do that.
Yeah, with their hand. Read that again.
And it says, verse 4, "I said unto the fool, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn."
That's what they do in a concert. Hoorah! Mm-hmm. You know, all that type of nonsense. Yeah. They're lifting up the horns against the Most High. The bull. The cherub. Devil. Or one of them. Because remember now, Christ said, They forsook their rock and worshiped devils, plural, not one, a bunch. Wow.
Verse 5.
Continue.
"Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south."
See, you're not going to get your promotion from the devil. You get it from me. People think they sell their souls to the devil to get promotion. You don't get nothing. What you're doing is exiting yourself out of the resurrection. Read on.
Verse 7. "But God is the judge."
See that? See that? You're not selling your soul to the devil.
You're putting yourself in judgment. Read on.
But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another.
Uh-huh.
For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red.
Woo!
It is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out.
That's the poison. That's the poison. Idolatry. He said, now he's pouring out on the earth. Why? Because he said, one, they don't worship me anyway. Two, they're not mentioned in the book of life. Three, they're not even born for salvation. Four, their names aren't even in the book written from the foundation of the world. And five, they got a job to do. They got to fulfill prophecy. So part of their whole point, that's why you'll never get to them. You'll never be able to show them the word of God. Why? Because their whole purpose in this world is to testify that there is idolatry. And people will worship idolatry over God. That's why they're here. Wow.
But not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
See, he called these people rebellious.
Rebellious children.
Rebellious children. So they know, because they were once were children, mm-hmm. but they rebelled. And then he said this, he said, they take counsel, but not of me. So they're not listening to God anymore. And then he said, that the covering with a covering, but not of my spirit. So now he don't even see himself in them anymore. And then he said that they may add sin to sin because they want to sin against God. I mean, all of us want to sin against God, but the actual performance is another thing. That they may want to add sin to sin. So they cover with the spirit of the devil then. That's that garment that he's talking about. He came into the wedding, he had on a strange garment. He's like, friend, how you come here with that on? He's covered with a spirit that not from him. See that? That's that idolatry. Get down to verse 8 and continue.
Isaiah 30:8 reads, now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy to speak.
See, they'd rather hear a lie than the truth. Don't tell me the truth, I hate you. That's the wicked. But the righteous be like, man, look, they hate me for my stuff. I'll take it. But the wicked, they don't want to hear the truth. They're not going to hear the truth. This is that thing. Why? Because they got another spirit on them anyway. So it's mute. Well, literally it is mute. Because they're not going to hear you. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. 8.
First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour."
See, you got to be careful, man, with this idolatry, man. Satan is looking for the weak. He's not looking for anybody that, he's not looking for the strong, because he knows the strong is going to be there. But he's looking for the weak and the link that could affect the strong. You understand? He can't attack the strong because the strong got him on blast. But he used the weak link to the strong to get to the strong.
Amen.
Because the weak link is his weakness. So you can't be the weak link because God is warning us against that. Satan is looking for a weak link. So if he's able to use you, guess what? You're the weakest link. And who want to be the weakest link in any chain? Especially in the chain of life. In the chain of life, you want to be the link that break the chain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just wanted people to think about that.
You wouldn't be.
Just think about that for a minute. Yeah, because, I mean, we all connected.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're doing with what we're connected with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got one more after this. Actually, this is the one. Okay. Let's go into.
You need your glasses?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I got it. All right. Let's go right into Malachi chapter 3 and 6.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 reads, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed."
See, it's nothing they can do to you. I'm the God of Israel. I'm the same one that brought you out of the house of Egypt, man. They can't touch you. They can't do nothing. The only way they can get to you is through sin. And that's the only way the enemy can get through you, and that's through sin.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 reads, "Same yesterday and today and forever."
Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. That's all to it. Same Sabbath day, same Sabbath, same dietary laws, same thing applies. Same promises that he gave to Abraham, that he gave to Moses, and that he gave to the disciples is the same one he gave us. Nothing new under the sun. Stay away from idolatry. Because that's our doom. Idolatry to us is like kryptonite to Superman. All right? Okay. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Water,
what are you going to say? Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Protecting my brother.
Wait a minute.
Great lesson, bro. Great lesson, bro. Big up, big up.
Big up. Big up.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the floor is open. If anybody have any questions or comments, feel free.
So, Brother Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
When we was still in the wilderness, we broke the first commandment out the gate, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I shall have no other God before me.
What was that again?
I said, when we were in the wilderness, after you took us out of Egypt, we broke the very first commandment before we could even read the rest of them, right? Thou shalt
yes,
have no
did.
Other God before me.
Sure did.
Shame on
that
us.
That golden calf. Shame
golden
on
calf.
Us. Yes, ma'am. That golden calf. Yes, ma'am.
Shame on us. Shame on us.
Hey, amen, bro. Man, hey, big ups, man, on that lesson, man. You know, definitely idolatry. I'm like, hey, you know, it's like how you brought the lesson. You know, just make you always just want to double check and make sure that you're still on the right path. You know what I'm saying? And definitely just be entertained with like Christmas parties, Halloween parties, Easter parties, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you there, it's like when the Lord brought you out into the light, and it's like you going right back to entertain darkness. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, it's no telling what kind of spirits is being lingered on to you when you entertain things you haven't been as entertaining, and definitely knowing what they stand for and still accepting it anyway. So that's why, you know, that's like willful sin. You know, I mean, it's just some ways of putting it. You know, come here at the job, so I had to call in to call back off 3 or 4 times. But I'm gonna download this lesson, bro. But the stuff I heard, man, it was a massive lesson. Big ups on it. Now you're the mic.
Amen, bro. Amen. Ready to check in.
My brother. I was here the whole time.
Ready to check in, my man. Hey, any means necessary. And make sure you send a shout out for your brother, Nakomi. Yeah, he's a little under the weather, so give him a holler, man, before the throne. That's everyone.
Yes, sir.
That's everyone.
Amen.
He was the one that was supposed to originally have brought the message this morning, but, you know, he's not feeling too well right now. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Well, any more questions or comments?
You know, I got about 30 minutes, Cindy. We got 30 minutes to spell?
Yeah.
Now, I'll just play. You know, I ain't got no 30 minutes. But no, man, dude, this is still so thinking on that lesson, man. It's like, man, I was nervous. So, because, you know, we all get certain things to fight with in the flesh. But, you know, definitely the same thing you said, man. It's like, who want to be called or be considered the weak link? You know what I'm saying? That's always falling when every time something happens. It's like, man, I'm embarrassed, you know, because I'm fighting myself too. You know, and you know what? And how you put it, that's even a better way of looking at the thing too. It's like, who wants to be the weakest link? That the devil can just come and just take out. Well, he weak. Let me just put a little bit of his head right there. Oh, he fell for it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's embarrassing and very shameful. You know, and how you put it, man, I think that's also another way that the Father can use us to be even strengthened in our faith every single day in his walk. You know, so all together, bro, man, I really love how you brought that down, man. The weakest link. Who wants to be the weakest link? Who's going to fall for everything? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to fall for the okey-doke? So, real talk, bro, I thought that was beautiful. And I'll for sure get the mic now.
Right.
Amen,
I'm not going to hold you to that, but I'm going to say amen, bro. Amen. Praise be the Lord God of Israel.
Right.
And, what is left, man? What's really left, you know, other than the fact if you believe in this thing, man, ain't nothing going to rock you, man. Ain't nothing going to shake you because you know the consequence. You know the end game. You know what's going to happen. The world don't know what's going to happen. You do. So that's all. That's why I keep saying everything slow down. Everything. Once you come in a word, part of the gift of the Spirit is the power of time. The power of time is that when you're dwelling with the Word of God, everything and time become reality.
Amen.
Why? Because now you see everything. So if you see everything, that means everything has what? Slowed down. For you to see it before it happens.
Amen, bro. Amen. 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 Amen.
stay on it. Just be careful. Like the word of God told us by the apostles, man, he said, walk circumspectly. Walk circumspectly. That's it. That's it. Just be walk circumspect. That's all the apostles and the prophets could ask us to do is be circumspect.
Hey, what that word mean again? If I can write that down, look it up.
Circumspect.
Yeah.
Very, very careful. Very, very careful. Very careful.
Cool. Oh, quick question. Hey, I might want to go on Monday. Would that be okay? It's a strong possibility that, because I'm off tomorrow and I got free time, I want to know if it's possible if I come with a priest on Monday.
Tomorrow? What time?
Oh, the usual 8 o'clock. Well, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Because there's some stuff. I'm overloaded with priest stuff, so I want to. Well, I'm not going to say that. I just have time tomorrow. Probably around like 8 o'clock. Would it be a better time to do this?
Yeah, 8 o'clock sounds good.
8 o'clock sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll text you guys and let you know what's going on.
Okay, good. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And I want to say great job reading, Sister Ray. That was an excellent, excellent job.
Amen.
Good
job.
Amen.
And so everybody that's listening, man, and everybody that's participating, and everybody that's spreading this gospel and this truth, I want to say thank you for your time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, family, Commonwealth of Israel, do what?
Read
your Bible. Say amen. Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, brothers and sisters.
Oh,
shalom, shalom. Be back here tomorrow evening. Hey, it's right.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.